may have eternal life in Him. For God so loved the world that He what? He gave His only forgotten, His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Amen. Alright, let's get into the message. Let's pray real fast again. The title today is Trinity Sunday. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask You right now, Lord, get me out of the way, Lord. Lord, may it be Your word spoken through me, Lord. Lord, may You open our heart, mind, and soul to the blessing and the message that You have for us on this Trinity Sunday this year, Lord. Lord, may You give us a little bit deeper glean into Your word, Lord. Lord, and Your walk today, Jesus. Lord, may You give us a lot more ambition in our hearts, Lord, that we would want to see Your time through, Lord. Lord, that we would want to come out on the good side of things in the end, Lord. Lord, knowing that we're going to heaven, Lord, and not to death, hell, and damnation, Lord. Lord, we ask You just to be with us for the rest of the service. In Your name I pray. Amen. There's a story about a science teacher who was trying to teach a group of fourth year boys. He stood in the front of the classroom explaining the subject when he noticed there was a boy in the back not paying attention. How many of y'all have been that boy in the back not paying attention? Amen. He stopped what he was saying and said to the boy, "What's electricity?" "What is electricity?" And the boy realized that he had been caught. He'd been called out. How many of y'all have been called out on something when you ain't paying attention? He looked around the rest of the class, but no one was going to give him the answer. He was stuck, wasn't he? What's electricity? What's electricity? What was he going to say? What was the boy going to say? He looked at his teacher and said, "Sir, I knew, but I forgot." Good answer, right? Told the teacher, "Sir, I knew, but I forgot." Teacher looked at the rest of the class and said, "Do you hear that? The only person in the history of the whole world who ever knew what electricity was has forgotten." There might be a lot of clergy today feeling like that little boy because of it being Trinity Sunday. And they'll stand up in the pulpit. We'll feel that we have to explain God, the Holy Trinity. Perhaps they will try and remember things that they once learned in college. If they're like me, they will have forgotten what they did learn, what little they did learn. Perhaps they'll be motivated to take down from the shelves books that they have not opened for years. Perhaps they'll try to remember what the old professor said when he was trying to teach board students Christian doctrine on a Friday afternoon. Perhaps they'll feel like the boy in the story. They thought they knew the answer, but now they have forgotten. How many of y'all forget stuff all the time? Amen. I know I do. Trying to understand God is not easy, is it? Trying to preach on Trinity Sunday is even a harder task. Amen. Most days in the church here are about specific biblical events or major points of Jesus' life. Christmas is about the birth in Bethlehem. Epiphany recalls the visit from the wise men. Lent is a reminder of Jesus fasting 40 days in the wilderness before beginning His ministry. Good Friday makes a horrific crucifixion of Jesus. Easter Day celebrates the joyful resurrection of Jesus. Ascension Day reminds us of Jesus is going back to heaven to reign with His Father's side. Pentecost Sunday, which we had last week, is the coming of the Holy Spirit to fill Christ's people with the power of God. We can pick up our Bibles and we can read the scriptural accounts of each of those events. But today is different. Today is a little bit different. Today is about God, the Holy Trinity. Today is not about something that we can point to. It's not about something that we can point our finger on, per se. Today is not about an event that can be described or a story that can be told. Today is about God. And God doesn't fit in with the way people think. God don't fit in with the way I think. I know that. He never has. And He never will. Amen. Living in the 21st century, we feel like we're in control of things. We have gone through the process of elections here recently because we believe that it's right the people determine the way our country is run. In almost every sphere of human activity, there is a desire for democracy, for accountability, for transparency. But God doesn't fit into our democratic worldview, does He? He is not controlled by the majority vote. Amen. He doesn't do as we tell Him to do. Amen. How many of y'all try to tell God what to do still? I know I do. No matter how big our majority might be, God does not conform to any manifesto or program that we put in front of Him. God cannot be controlled, nor can God be simplified. We live at a time when dumbing down seems like the universal trend. Television and newspapers want to make everything simple, when even readers of the tabloids know that there are many things in life that are just not simple at all. When we read a story in a newspaper, we know that we're only getting part of the story, aren't we? All of us have seen television reports where we know that the reporter has been too lazy or too stupid to ask all the questions. This trend is so strong because people in black and white stories that are straightforward, the old maxim, never let the truth get in the way of a good story, seems to ring very true in our articles today, in our news stories today, in stations. Christians have problems with the media because God cannot be simplified. God is not simple. Amen. No matter how hard we try to make Him, God does not fit into the simple terms of a newspaper headline. All the words in the dictionary will only start to explain our God. Amen. Trinity Sunday reminds us that once a year, that God is not like anything, and God cannot be fitted into the mental capacities of our human brains. We can all use the terms from mathematics and geometry and science and philosophy. We can take all the ideas from the art and from literature. We can take all the human knowledge and put it all together. And guess what? We would still not have what God has. We would still not have an idea of God. Amen? When He tries to speak our understanding of God, St. Paul talks about us being like little children. In his first letter to the Corinthians in chapter 13, when we see God, we put away all the childish things that we think and believe now. Our vision of God now is but a poor reflection of the true reality of God. When we come to church, when we try to understand confusing things that all of us encounter from time to time, when we reach those mountains in life, when we ask, what on earth is life all about? We're dealing with all things we cannot cope with. It's like trying to imagine the whole universe and then trying to think about what's beyond it. It is not in the spirit of our time to think about such things. We do not like what we cannot control, do we? We do not wish to imagine things that we cannot understand. The Bible is a disturbing book of our times because it doesn't allow any possibility that people can control this world. The writers of the Bible Let me restate that. The writers of the Bible acknowledge what? That God is God. He's the only one that can understand. He's the only one that controls the world. Amen. They do not attempt to describe Him, do they? Nowhere do they sit down and say, God is this, God is that, God is this, God is that. Instead, though, we just get tiny glimpses, don't we? Belief in God comes as a consequence of the facts of experience of God in our lives. No one can argue another person into belief. You can't argue your friend or family into the belief in God, can we? God cannot be crammed into human reasoning or argument. All that we can do is to present what we know and allow people to decide for themselves. The idea of God is not something which will fit into any explanation that we can give. Because God is God. He is who He is. Amen. He cannot be controlled. He cannot be simplified. It has been said that it's far easier to preach to 100 crowded into a church on Christmas or Easter than to discuss the doctrine of the Holy Trinity for a handful on a sleepy holiday weekend in May. Trinity Sunday is the only day in the entire church year that is devoted exclusively to a doctrine which is never mentioned by name in the Scriptures. Amen. Preachers must use caution and craft careful language to avoid minefields of heresy, only to utilize the same objective that St. Athanasius used to describe the Trinity, which was incomprehensible. The Trinity to our minds is incomprehensible. All while hoping and praying that incomprehensible is not the word the faithful few at coffee hour will utilize to describe this morning's sermon. And yet, while we're right to chasten or be chastened by the Trinity's doctrine, I'll get that word out here in a second, in complexity, we must not shy away from it altogether. For it was in the name of the Father, the Son, and what? The Holy Spirit, that the confessors endured persecution and the martyrs were willing to shed their blood. Inspired by this belief in the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, missionaries spread around the world to innumerable others. Indeed, had someone not shared the good news with us, none of us would be here today. Amen. The doctrine of the Trinity is, for this and for other reasons, serious business. And in this case, with all Christian doctrines, we can only begin to understand the true depth, the true complexity, and the true importance when viewed from the perspective of the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. When we think about the Trinity abstractly, it is ever so easy to forget that our central tenet of our faith is not just that we were created by God, but that God walks among us. Amen. Most fully in the person of Jesus, and also in the face of a stranger, and the oppressed, and the marginalized. And God leads us to new depths of faithfulness in the power of the Holy Spirit. In fact, this isn't something that happened in history. No, God is still, even at this very moment, and every moment, creating, walking among us, and leading us, amen, through His Holy Spirit. By the same measure, viewing the doctrine of the Trinity from the vantage point of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, it is impossible to understand the crucifixion apart from believing that God made human flesh in the person of Jesus. By the power of the Spirit who dies on the cross and rises from the grave. It's not God demanding something from someone else and exacting a monstrous punishment. Rather, it's this. It's that God, selfless, giving of God Himself to die on that cross, the death could be defeated for each and every one of us. In that same way, it's impossible to understand the resurrection of Jesus apart from believing that God made human flesh in the person of Jesus, that was resurrected through God's own will and actions and through the power of the Holy Spirit. God's life and love are bigger than ever for most monstrous and cruel consequences of human sinfulness. And finally, the doctrine of the Trinity necessitates the conviction of that God's Holy Spirit comes to us and abides in each one of us eternally, guiding us, leading us in all truth. The Trinity gives us perhaps the most complete understanding of what God is like. God creates us out of pure love, don't He? And desire for relationship with us. Relentlessly pursues us. Even stepping in to offer to die so that we might live. And abides within each one of us through the Holy Spirit. The Trinity helps us to see God more fully as God Himself. It refines and purifies the understanding, our theology, and our evangelism as a coal token are taken from the incense burner, purified Isaiah's unclean lips. It is the God we meet in the inexplicable unity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who is in every moment asked, "Whom can I send as a prophet to tell the world about me?" May each of us be strengthened, be purified, and nourished by that same God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In humanity, humility and boldness say, "Here I am, send me." Are you ready to be sent today? The idea of God is not something which will fit into any explanation we can give. God is God. Amen. He is who He is. He cannot be controlled. And again, He cannot be simplified. This day, this Trinity Sunday, this day when we remember the God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, prompt us to at least once a year think about who God truly is. Like the boy who knew about electricity, we will never have the answers in the world. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for Your message today, Lord. Lord, I thank You again for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, allowing Your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Lord. Lord, I thank You for Your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I thank You for opening our heart, mind, and soul, Lord, to the blessing that You have for us today, Lord. Lord, I thank You truly for the fact that we do have the Trinity as part of our doctrine, Lord, that we truly believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit being three in one, Lord. Lord, that truly, that is part of our salvation as well, Lord. Lord, we thank You. We ask it. If somebody needs to get a closer walk to You today, Lord. Lord, if they've forgotten who the Trinity side is recently, Lord, I ask that You impress upon our heart right now, Lord. Lord, that they would want to get a lot closer to You, Lord. Lord, even though we're not going to understand it all, Lord, because of our human brain, Lord. Lord, that they have the willingness and the urgency, Lord, to know that sometimes our lives depend on things we don't understand, Jesus. Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do. In Your name I pray. Everybody say it.